What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at NorthtownAuto.com.
Okay, it is time for the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you. Glad to be in with you here on a... What day is today? Today Tuesday? Yes, of course it is. It's cut down day. Tuesday, 4 p.m. That's today. I mean, the days run together when you're trying to figure all this out with the NFL. This day, deadline here, deadline there, deadline on this night, deadline on that night, 4 p.m., 12 noon, whatever it is, 1 p.m. tomorrow, all this kind of stuff, right? It's where we are now. By 4 p.m. today... The Buffalo Bills and the rest of the NFL will have to be at a maximum of 53 players on their active roster. The word active is really, really key here, just so everybody knows, okay? And I say that, and I'll explain it in a little while, because there's suspensions, there's IR, there's PUP lists. What's the difference between active, not active, reserve? I have all of that, and I'd like to... kind of go over that with you today on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. But I also, obviously, would love to take your phone calls and what you're thinking about, what the Bills might do, what they should do, where you're concerned, where you're excited with today. 803-0550 is the number to call. 803-0550 here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. When you do that, we'll get connected with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. By the way, next week, I'll be at Kia doing this show on a Thursday. The opening night of the NFL season, that same day. We're doing our annual show at the Kia showroom.
It kind of sneaks up on you, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does.
Next week.
I mean, that's next Thursday that's happening. This show is going to be... I mean, crazy. Think about it. Next Thursday is the opening night for the NFL.
Yeah.
That's... And we're gonna be out at Northtown Kia doing this show on Thursday. But even before that, doing Always Game Day in Buffalo Friday over at Signals in the afternoon, and people want to come out and say hi to Matt and I. So, I mean, like, seriously, the reason I tell you about this is, like, this is it. We're here. We're football season. We're talking football.
The
baby.
Weather is definitely
We're talking football, baby.
It was, like, below 60 until, like, 9 o'clock today. That's
don't tell me that. Yes, but
hey,
it is.
Come on, that's great.
I did look at the weather. I did look long range. I know. We're getting back to the 80s, like by the weekend or next week. I've been peeking. It is time we can actually see a little bit what the weather's going to look like Sunday night, September 7th. Looks really good, but it's going to be probably a little chilly. I think the high temperature is going to be through the day in the low 70s, and then you're going to get probably high 50s, low 60s at night. So
that's perfect football weather right there.
Be ready. That's Bills Ravens week one, right?
Yeah. Remember like 2 weeks ago when it was 95 and we were waiting for this?
I don't think I was ever waiting for this.
Oh, I was waiting for this.
You were?
I was waiting.
I don't complain about the heat. I never complain about it. I always say golfing in the heat, like the hotter the better for me. I actually like to play golf in the heat. People are thinking I'm nuts because I'm like, I know what it's like. I don't like playing in like fall weather because once that happens, you're a little chilly and yeah, it's a little different. But it does mean football's here. We always ask, when is the end of summer for you? Is it when Bills training camp hits? That happened a month and a half ago. I guess a month and a week. Is it when the Erie County Fair happens? That happened. That's already over. Is it when kids go back to school? That's happening soon, right? So that's where we can kind of start to put all of our focus now, which is on the Buffalo Bills and the NFL season. But really, today is a very, very big day. You know, today is a day where dreams can either be realized or come shattering down. And I know that for the average person, that's not really kind of how you think about it. But it truly is a day that you have to, I think you should at least take some time to realize what it means to the actual players going through this, which is somebody could make an NFL roster today. And oh my God, it's the greatest thing that's ever happened. And professionally, they've realized their lifelong dream. But the great, great, great majority of players who are fighting for NFL roster spots and jobs not only will be released today and say, hey, we don't have a spot for you, but their careers are probably over because you only get to keep 16 each team on a practice squad when you're cutting 30 plus. And that's a tough deal. And the Bills have already started to make some of those cuts, both officially and unofficially. No surprise yesterday, no surprises, I should say, with some of the moves the Bills made. Yesterday, they did release some players. Zay Alexander and Garnett Hollis Jr., a couple of defensive backs. Nelson Caesar, a defensive end. Offensive lineman Rush Reimer. Running back Elijah Young and tight end Matt Sokol. They also waived Grant Dubose, a wide receiver who was injured, so he goes on a waived injured list. So that was yesterday officially from the team. We also know, they also released, by the way, defensive back Trey Herndon. We also know, unofficially, some of the things that they're doing. Now, Josh, you've been on top of some of this reporting that's been going on and different things. I know that the Dane Jackson release was reported earlier today. I don't know if there's anything since then.
Laviska Shenault reported to be released.
Okay.
By the Bills. So
okay. That's I did not see that. And that, yeah. That also is in line with something I wanted to talk about, which was a spot where, and I've been saying, I just didn't feel there was a spot for him. And I think that that's showing right now, it, according to that report and you know what they do at the return spot, it's always been to me Brandon Codrington's job. And it looks like it's going to be Brandon Codrington's job. But it does impact the wide receiver group.
That's one less with that, for Steven Gosnell also released.
Oh, released, not injured though.
No.
Okay.
Not that I saw.
Okay, because he did miss the last game with an injury. That's why I was just curious,
right,
if they were putting him on injured reserve.
It didn't say in the report. So.
Okay, I got you. We also know yesterday, what really interesting, both Mike White and Shane Buechele were reportedly waived or released. In Mike White's case, released because he'd be a veteran. You just cut ties. Shane Buechele, in his case, waived because he'll have to go through waivers because he hasn't had four accrued seasons. He's been around 4 years, but not enough actual things he's done to qualify for that status. So we know it's going to be Josh Allen and Mitch Trubisky as the two quarterbacks. Not a surprise there. I posted my Buffalo Bills 53-man roster projection on X Sunday morning. So it's been a couple days now. I'd invite you to go look at it. Nothing's changed. Nothing's changed for me. I'm still anticipating the exact same that I posted on Sunday. Even hearing these moves, Laviska Shenault, Mike White, Shane Buechele, and even Dane Jackson. That's a big one today. We'll get into him. I also want to talk about Jordan Phillips. Jordan Phillips has signed with the Bills, according to the NFL's official transaction wire. He is on the Buffalo Bills. He's on the Buffalo Bills 90-man roster. That will change at 4 p.m. Jordan Phillips is going to be released. Well, why the heck would they sign him to the 90-man roster and then release him several hours later, Sal? Here's why. Because there's space on the 90-man roster. The plan is he's going to be in the organization. He's going to be on the practice squad. But you can't have a practice squad yet. Practice squad doesn't even start formulating until 4 p.m. today. So if you're going to put him on the practice squad, a way to get him in the building early to start working out at the facility, starting going to team meetings, put him on the active roster right now. Then you release him at 4 o'clock, and then he re-signs with the practice squad. So really, all you're doing is paper transactions for a guy to be in your building on your team, which is what's going to happen. So that's Jordan Phillips. But what does it mean that Jordan Phillips has signed with the Buffalo Bills and that he is going to be here on the practice squad? I think we could still read a bunch into this. I still think it could mean that they could move on from Larry Ogunjobi, even though he will be suspended and not count on the roster. This would be for cash and cap purposes, if that were the case. Why keep him on the suspended list, guarantee his salary week one, and spend that cash when you can move on from him, even though he's not counting on your roster, and that's something nice to have that you can just kind of keep that roster spot open. If that's the case, bringing a guy like Jordan Phillips in, who can just kind of take the practice squad spot, be on the team's game day roster if you need through an elevation, if you really need somebody, whereas Ogunjobi can't do that, right? So maybe it means something for Larry Ogunjobi. I don't know. Maybe it does. Maybe it means that, you know, they've decided that they'd rather go that route, save the cash, save the cap, and have Jordan Phillips on the ready. Could it mean something for Daquan Jones? The Bills still do have to get under the salary cap. The projections I've seen are they are over the cap as of right now, over the cap when it has to become, they have to become cap compliant with 53 men. Cap compliant with 53 men would be at 4 p.m. today. They are over the cap right now when it comes to 4 p.m. today. The projection is over the cap right now. They still have room right now as they're operating, but they're going to have to make some tough decisions. So I think you're either looking at a guy who could be cut that could have some money due cap-wise. Could that be Daquan Jones? Could he be a cap casualty? Somebody that they decide to move on from and save $5.5 million? No doubt. That could be the case. But maybe they just feel that that's just too much to, I mean, or hey, there's always restructures and extensions. I mean, you could lower guys' base salaries, give them another year, put a void year. If you don't want to move on from a guy, you want to save some money, that could be a Daquan Jones. What about Connor McGovern extension? You could do that. You could save some money there. Lower his salary cap. All of those things are possible. So maybe Daquan Jones is the reason why they're bringing Jordan Phillips back. And they're making a move there. Maybe it's Dwayne Carter. I've seen a lot of people speculate that a third-round pick from a year ago that was playing deep into the final preseason game on Saturday night could be a guy that they're not as enamored with. They have two young guys they really like, and Deion Walker and TJ Sanders. And maybe Dwayne Carter's the odd man out. It still would surprise me they'd kind of pull the shoot on a third-round pick that early. And I think Dwayne Carter, they still like him, everything about him. But maybe that's something they will investigate. And by the way, he's on a rookie deal. He's a third-round pick. That's not a lot of cost into that right now compared to where others are. These are all things that Brandon Bean, his scouting staff, his football ops staff, and everybody is going through right now. Or could it be they just want Jordan Phillips back in the building and want him ready? And he's like, yo, none of that is anything. Maybe by today you're like, no, they didn't do anything with Daquan or Dwayne Carter or Larry Ogunjobi, and they just have Jordan Phillips here because they know that if they need somebody, especially against a team like the Baltimore Ravens who likes to pound the ball, they can bring him up. Maybe that's all the case. We'll find out a little bit later today. I'll get into some of the kind of technicality specifics so everybody can kind of understand a little bit more what's happening today as we roll along here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Andy Young of Spectrum News One is going to join me at 11 a.m. We'll get his thoughts on the roster, how it's taking shape, what's going to happen over the next week. His thoughts on anything he saw on Saturday that might move that equation as well. 803-0550 is the number to call. Let's get to Tim in South Carolina to start us off. Hi, Tim. Go ahead.
Hey, Sal. Thanks so much for having me on.
Yep.
I just wanted to first say that my wife actually is from the Olean area. She went to Bolivar Richburg High School, so that's a cool little nugget there, which is a perfect segue into my first question for you. I'd love to know how you shot and what's next on tap for the Sal Capaccio golf game. Where do we need to start saving strokes from? So, but on a more serious note, Sal,
yeah.
I'd love to get your, you know, Chris Brown always says we kind of live in, I just want to get your general thoughts around the league. The Bills seem to care a lot about the little details, like kind of who's holding for Tyler Bass and, you know, who they have returning punts, kicks, all that stuff like that. And I'm not taking anything away from Codrington. I like him a lot. But it just always kind of seems like, you know, one or two guys at the bottom of the roster get clipped every year. And I wanted to know, do teams around the league kind of designate somebody for that like the Bills do? Do they kind of throw, you know, somebody at the back end of the roster and work on them with camp back there? Can you just kind of give me a pulse around the league? Are the Bills the outlier? And that's about it. Thanks so much for having me on.
Yeah, can I hold on 1 second, Tim, and I'll keep you on here for one second. Let me go through a couple things here. Number one, It was a scramble. I hit the ball very well, but had some bad shots as well, of course. It was really great time. And the next thing on my golf game, I think I got the drive figured out, even though I fade a little bit. I got the driver that I got fitted for, which really helps me. But I still, every once in a while, my irons, I'm a little leaky there because I have to figure out sometimes, oh, I want to put it here, I want to put it there. So irons were good yesterday until they weren't, if that makes sense. So next up, yeah. We'll see about another golf event, but not much golf time now that football season is here. Okay. I'm going to say this, Tim, okay? I think people forget. Do you remember, I don't know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, everybody would say, why don't the Bills just do what Bill Belichick does? Bill Belichick does this. Bill Belichick does that, right? Like, everything was all about what Bill Belichick did because he was such a great comparison because he won and all that, and the Bills don't do anything like the Patriots. You know what Bill Belichick did? He devoted, like, 4 or 5 spots every year to just special teams guys. He did that.
Yeah.
Right, I mean, he had a return man. He had a gunner. Heck, he's had gunners that make Pro Bowls just by living off the, that's what he did. That's what all teams do. Every team is like this. Now, could you make an argument? Well, the Bills keep one extra guy than most teams do, or he doesn't do as much on defense or offense. Absolutely, Tim. But the Bills are not different than any team in this league where they devote a certain amount of roster spots to just specialists who that's all they do because it's important to their role. Now, in a perfect world, Tim, Brandon Codrington would be a better player on defense, or at least a more reliable player on defense, I should say, to be able to use if he's going to be your main return man. There's no doubt. They would love that. The reality is, he's a guy that you can just put on the field at the end of the game to get you through the end of a game if you need to, and you really don't hope that doesn't happen. But he's good, and he's so trustworthy and so good for them at returning punts that's why they're going to keep him, it appears, right? That, hey, you know what? What he does for us in the return game, trusting him back there in this stadium, in the wind, in the weather, that's just something that we feel outweighs the fact that he can't help us on defense. And I think that's how you have to look.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Look at it.
Yeah, and I really enjoy him in that spot. Again, in a perfect world, that would be the case. And I think we got a little spoiled when our fourth string punter's booming 62-yard kicks in preseason game. No, I'm just kidding. But thanks so much for the call, Dale.
Yeah, you got it. I got that. Yeah. Zach Davidson, yeah, he had a really nice punt. How many people did I have tell me Zach Davidson should be kept as the punter? No, sorry. That's not what he does. I mean, if he wants to transition to punter full time, then he can compete for a job. He's a tight end, and he has a very good shot to be the tight end on the practice squad, like he has been the last few years, and that's his role. He's not going to be practicing punting during the week. And it's not just punting a ball that matters, by the way, when you are the punter on an NFL team. It's understanding the game plan, understanding who you're punting to, understanding what your job is at a certain punt. Are you punting to the sidelines? Are you bombing it? Are you trying to get it into the end zone? And then working that with your special teams unit. It's also working with the special teams unit, meaning with your long snapper, Reed Ferguson. Holding, right? The punter's got to be the holder these days. We know that because of how practice works. And you can't just have quarterbacks and wide receivers do it anymore. There's just no time anymore in practice. That's why all these things get put together. I try to explain a lot of this sometimes. And I know people feel that maybe they shouldn't be that way. It's just the way it is, though. It's the way it is. So it looks like, as you said, Ian Rappaport, Josh said a little while ago, but Ian Rappaport reported about an hour ago, the Bills are releasing wide receiver and returner Laviska Shenault Jr. And that opens up to me what I've been saying for a long time, which is Brandon Codrington is the punt returner on this team, and he's going to be kept as the main punt returner. There is one spot for him as a punt returner and maybe an opening at kick returner if a guy like Laviska Shenault, in this case, would be able to show enough on offense to be able to use him there. It appears that's not the case, so I think you're going into the season with Brandon Codrington as your main punt returner, and on kicks, you'll probably get one of the running backs, Ty Johnson, Ray Davis. To me, that's probably who's going to be returning kicks with him. Or maybe KJ Hamler. Maybe Elijah Moore, if he's going to be, you know, kept on this roster, which I think he will. I don't think KJ Hamler will. Just misspoke right there. But that's how this is going to work, I think. Who knows if the Bills bring Laviska Shenault back onto the practice squad? We'll see. Obviously, Tyrell Shavers has been a talking point for a lot of people, and rightfully so. I totally get it. I think Tyrell Shavers makes the 53-man roster. I think Laviska Shenault's release doesn't have to be totally impactful of this, right? But it does kind of get me a little bit more there, and I have him on my roster. I think Tyrell Shavers did enough as a pass catcher. He said after the game on Saturday, he did enough as a pass catcher last year. He thought, Josh, could you grab Tyrell Shavers post game for me? I want to play this because I thought this was interesting. Saturday, we saw Tyrell Shavers post game Saturday, and you're going to hear it. I asked him specifically, do you think you did enough to make the 53-man roster? His answer was interesting. This is Tyrell Shavers, a little bit of him, after the game on Saturday night, after he had that great one-handed catch against the Buccaneers.
How do you approach it? Has your mindset changed at all, or is it mostly the same?
I would say it's pretty much the same. I feel like when you kind of change your mindset, that's when things don't really go your way. I just got to keep stacking. Keep producing, keep showing that I can play, whether that's on offense and special teams as well.
When you look at what you've done this summer, and you know you're in there with Adam Henry and Joe Brady, what's the kind of feedback that you've gotten in terms of the growth last year to this year, but even just over the last couple of weeks?
Just one, that they trust me and they know that I'm going to go out there and do my job and make some plays. And I just got to keep being consistent, keep showing up, keep being where the quarterback needs me and making plays.
Tyrell, on special teams, how have you felt that you've grown in that area to be able to help and contribute for them to say, yeah, this is a guy we can use?
Tremendously. I feel like I've grown, like, it's night and day compared to last year. I put on some weight, which I planned to do over the offseason, just so I can be able to block bigger guys and do things, especially like a gunner, too, on special teams.
How much, like, you know, after practice, probably working on catching, your route running, all that stuff, how much has that shifted over the time to working on, like, specific things you have to do for special teams?
I think that's pretty much what the focus is. Even if it's not even full speed, jog through or just working, like, certain techniques for gunner techniques or working, like, blocking positions that they want me to be in.
All right, so actually, my apologies. That was after the Chicago game, I believe, him speaking. We'll get the audio from you after Tampa. I'll just tell you what he said, though. I asked him if he felt he did enough to make the 53-man roster, and he said, yes, but I think I did enough last year. Which is interesting because he didn't make it last year, right? And he kind of gave that out where, hey, I thought I did enough last year to make the 53-man roster. So, yeah, that did not happen. And now this year we'll see. And remember last year he was on the practice squad the whole year. And at the end of the year he comes up at a Jets game and he has one touch for 69-yard touchdown. And that was the only touch he had, I think, all year last year. Definitely the first touch, his first touch in an NFL game. But he's a guy that, you know, we've been talking a lot about Tyrell Shavers. And it looks like to me, I still think he's going to make the team, but hey, you have some decisions to make there. Curtis Samuel's another guy we've talked a lot about. What happens with Curtis Samuel? I mean, he has had a lack of availability. And even on Saturday, he was sick and didn't make the trip. So you have to kind of weigh all of that in there. He was injured last year during the preseason, missed a lot of time. Injured this year during the preseason, missed a lot of time. Hasn't been able to get out of the field. Did not take one. I don't think he played once in the preseason at all this year, Curtis Samuel. So how do you weigh that with making sure he is healthy, available, and going to contribute on your roster? The only thing I would say is what Sean McDermott basically said a couple weeks ago, which is when he did finally get back on the field and healthy, he liked what he saw. He liked the progression from him. And I think that means that they're in a spot where they feel like he can help this team. He is costing money on the salary cap with or without being on the roster. You could save $500,000 by releasing him. People brought up a trade. I mean, I don't know who's trading for Curtis Samuel and his, you know, $6+$7 million salary. That would be a tough deal, but you never know. I guess a team could do it. I think Elijah Moore, by reading the tea leaves and how they've treated him, will be on the roster. What I mean by that is he was out of the game pretty early against the Buccaneers, right? He was in the first half, had a couple plays, and then that was it. I think that kind of shows me that they are going to keep Elijah Moore, but we'll see on his end as well. So there's a lot happening here, and a lot of guys they have to make decisions on. Running back is not going to be difficult, folks. It's going to be James Cook, Ty Johnson, and Ray Davis. I say that because I know Frank Gore Jr. looked really good, and that's great. Great for him. There's just nowhere to put him on this roster. They're not keeping four running backs. Reggie Gilliam's also on the roster, but he doesn't even count. He's a fullback, but they're not keeping four running backs. So I just can't see how, you know, Frank Gore Jr. has a path here, unless it was an injury of some sort, to start. He did, remember, play last year. He was active at least for the Jets game in New York. Ray Davis and Ty Johnson had the workload in that game, but he was active just in case and didn't even really see the field that game when he was active. But that's because James Cook, Ty Johnson, and Ray Davis are your three main running backs. But I bring it up because Frank Gore Jr. is a guy that, you know, has shown a lot in preseason and garnered a lot of buzz from a lot of you. Let's go to Noah on a cell. Hi, Noah.
Hey, Sal. My question for you is about Dwayne Carter. Over the last couple of days, I feel like I've heard all of a sudden people talking negatively about Dwayne Carter, and that's maybe something that I just didn't have my eye on before. I want to know what your thoughts are on how he's played throughout his rookie year last year. And are people only talking negatively, like, oh, we're going to cut Carter now because of the confusion with what happened with bringing Jordan Phillips back? And is that where their brains went? You know, we're going to move something with Dwayne Carter. Kind of what's your assessment on that situation with him?
Okay, it's a great question. And I think that has started to percolate, as you just brought up, Noah, maybe over the last couple of weeks, just looking at the numbers. And then with the Jordan Phillips stuff, I think that's really what brought it a little bit more to the forefront. I think what's happened, though, here is that they've drafted two young guys who people look at and say they've looked good, right? They've done a good job. They've been in here. Where are the numbers? You're not getting rid of course, Deion Walker, or TJ Sanders. You know what Ed Oliver's role is. And I think they look at it and say, I haven't really seen much from Dwayne Carter. And I haven't necessarily either as far as flashing. Doesn't mean he's not doing his job. He's a defensive tackle, right? But I think because you haven't seen him flash like you have the others, and you saw him playing deep into the game Saturday, and they are bringing in Jordan Phillips, I think that's what gets us to it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But I
appreciate the answer.
Yeah, I still think it's probably less than likely they move on from a third-round pick of a year ago. Like, it just doesn't make sense to me. This is not an organization that typically does that, I guess, is the way I'd say it. They're just not an organization that typically does that. Takes a player in a third round and moves on from him a year later, right? Just generally doesn't happen. Can it? Sure. We'll see. That's my answer on Dwayne Carter. I think Dwayne Carter last year, just before he had his wrist injury, he started to flash. Thought he played, the Baltimore game, made a couple plays, and then in the Houston game, he was really good. And then he had the wrist injury, and he missed a bunch of time. And then he came back, and he wasn't quite the same player. And I think the wrist really impacted that. They go out, they sign Larry Ogunjobi, then they finally suspended. They draft TJ Sanders, they draft Deion Walker. I mean, they bring Zion Logue back, who I think Zion Logue is actually a guy that can play a little bit in this league. So there's a lot of numbers here, right, that you're thinking of, and you're looking at and saying, where does he fit in? Does he fit in? All of that matters. 803-0550 is the number to call. That's 803-0550 here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you. We will. I will get to some of that operational stuff. I'll explain active versus reserve and what it means when it comes to 4 o'clock today, because there are several players on the Bills' current 90-man roster who are going to be moved to a different list and not count on the 53-man roster, even though they're actually playing this season. What does all that mean? I'll try to explain it for you when we come back here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.